have Mike from Rider Sports on the line. Morena, Mike.
Morning, Erin.
How are you?
Yeah, getting ready for Sunday morning.
Yeah, I bet. So you predicted that we'd win by over 13 points last week.
Unfortunate, yeah. You make mistakes sometimes, eh?
You do.
I blame it on the referee. No, to Mo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got a good ref this week, so maybe let the game flow like you did when we played France. So.
Definitely. So where is the game playing this weekend?
At Twickenham, yeah.
I don't. No. In Kaitaia, where is it being?
Oh, it's being played. Oh, Muscle Rock's open.
All right.
I know. Muscle Rock's open, and I know Waipapa Kauri's open.
Okay.
Waipapa Kauri Hotel's open. We were just talking about that the other day from 4:30. Both of them are opening.
Right, cool.
Breakfast at both places, either halftime or... I think breakfast's an ongoing thing at Muscle Rock, and at Waipapa it'll either be at halftime or just after the game finishes at 7 o'clock.
Very good.
Yeah.
So what's the weather looking like this weekend?
We're looking at southeasterly winds... today, tomorrow and Sunday, but it's dropping off. It's 10 to 15 tomorrow and then dropping down to 10. And then Monday's the best day. Monday, Tuesday, got variable 5 knots just all over the place.
Right.
So it'll probably be a little bit cool with that southeasterly until it swings around to that variable sort of northerly, nor-westerly on Monday.
Mm.
Tides, big tides at the moment because the moon's just gone. So they're just on the drop, but they were sort of 3.6, 3.7 metres on the west coast. And the west coast was really gnarly yesterday. Right up in the sand dunes, so just be careful if you're driving that beach for the big sweeps.
Mm.
It's showing 2 to 2.5 metres and dropping on that coast at the bluff now, but it's been right up today. It's showing 4 metres plus, so
right.
on the swell map there, so not the flashiest thing to do. And no push on the west coast, on the east coast, but the west coast was, what's the push on there? Oh, yeah, 14, 15, good. Surfy, but pretty gnarly surf, so it's not going to be too flash at all.
Right.
Then we've got evening low tides and sort of lunchtime highs. So when you get those evening high tides, it means low tides. It means big tides.
Mm.
So good for picking tours and that if you can get away from the swell. So if you're going to go, that always go about an hour and a half before the tide, before it turns, if you're going to. And have a crack at them that way. There's plenty on 90 mile. The bigger ones are down the bottom end of the beach, down
yes.
By Waimami Creek and in front of the golf club there.
Yeah.
They're not as thick as what they are up top, but they're a lot better size.
Yes.
Fishing competition, we got the 90 mile beach. It's got a field day on Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Watch the rugby and jump in your trucks and head off and do that one. And that's one of their... They've only got about 3 or 4 field days left down to the end of the year.
Right.
Oh, this is their fourth to last one. Yep.
Right.
And it's low tide at 7:17 in the morning, so it's going to be a high tide fish at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Next week we got the Kawai Classic on the 7th, run by the Kawai Rugby Club. But unfortunately, it clashes with a couple of other big events. But hey, fishermen are fishermen, so they'll go. So also on the 7th, you've got the, I'm pretty sure it's Paparoi Gala Day, and also the Aonui Day as well. So
yes.
Plenty of things to do.
Mm, yes.
And then, of course, Sunday morning at 5 o'clock, yeah, everybody be biting fingernails, probably about 6:30 maybe, or maybe we might. I'm picking it's going to be close, or we're going to give them a bit of a toweling, but...
It's a
hit or miss thing, and just everybody seems to be concerned about the not so much the referee, but the TMO and input into the game like he was the last 2 weeks, telling the referee what to do.
Right.
You know, still the referee asking, but we still don't know. Well, I haven't heard yet. We've got a Welsh referee, but I'm picking we're going to have a Scottish and an Irish sideline judge, and probably a English TMO. I don't think there'll be any Southern Hemisphere guys, so we're going to be probably there'll be lots of penalties, I would say.
Yes, that's
what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So, what's your score prediction?
Well, I'm predicting the All Blacks are going to win.
Yes.
But I don't know whether it's going to be close or whether we're going to give them a toweling like we did last time.
Yes.
You know, we lost to them just in Australia, but when they came to New Zealand, they played us on our home turf, and we thrashed them by about 25, 30 points. So,
yeah.
I say it's going to be the bounce of the ball and the fitness, I think,
yes.
might help us right at the end, because the Aussies looked really tired against the Argy-Bargies last week.
Yes.
In that last 15 to 20 minutes, Argentina had it all over them, but they got a huge pack, so so we'll just have to see how things go. But yeah, we got to pick the All Blacks to win, and even if they win by one, it doesn't matter, but you know, we don't want it to be nail-biting, otherwise we have no nails left at the end of the game.
So coming up to Christmas, what kind of specials do you have in store?
We're just getting all our fishing gear coming in now, so we've been waiting for these $99 Shimano soft bait sets to turn up. They just turned up yesterday afternoon, so they've started moving out the door, so you're getting a Shimano reel, Shimano rod, Shimano Suffolk braid, which is Shimano stuff. These sets have never been under $149 before. Now they're $99.99, so it's a good soft bait starter set for anybody, kid or an adult, and you can actually use them for stray lining, so that's going to be a big seller. We've also got them running from $149, $179, $189, $199, and carry on. All our jandals, first big lot of new jandals, the rider jandals, and the old Kiwi classics, you know, the old rubberies, they're all back in stock again now. And we've got our surf set special is the big Finor reel, which is normally $269. But for a reel, a rod, a nylon, and a $30 rod spike, you're only paying $349. So you're saving nearly $100 on that set.
Mm.
And that's a 7500 Finor, which is one of the bigger ones. So stainless steel gears, cast alloy body. So that's the value deal in your surf sets. We sold some before the Exhibition Bay one the other day, and a couple of the big prizes come off those new sets. So, but they'll last you basically forever if you want to spend that sort of money. But we've also, all our surf sets start about $89.99.
Yeah.
We've got a whole lot of little 8-foot and 10-foot kids three-piece ones this year, which we haven't had before. They've just started trickling in. But they're good quality ones, they're not cheap ones, so they're all around that $100 mark. So they've got a good reel and a good graphite rod, so they're nice and light for the kids and the ladies to hold. So
very good, awesome.
And everything else is popping in. All the new the chili bins are all poking in. We've got them on special at the moment as well. So, and that special will run right through to Christmas on the new model one we're running there. So it's a white bin. You've got three colours, choices of colour. You've got white, white, or white, and three sizes. But we're giving away a free basket that goes inside those with every bin sold until Christmas anyway. So, which is another $20 saving on top of the special price we've got on them anyway.
Very good, awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's it. All the dive gears just will come in 1st of November. We've got some dive fin specials on there, some old models. So they're all half price. We've gone through a few of them, but there's still a few left there to pick and match. So you're paying $75 for a big open heel fin, which is normally $160.
Yeah.
And some of the split fins there are all sort of half price, around that $70-$80 mark as well.
Very good.
So, yeah, cool. Tons and tons of stuff to look at. So.
Yes, definitely. Always lots of stuff to look at in your store.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens this weekend, and we'll see whether everybody's crying on Sunday morning or we're all happy.
Yes, definitely. Are you going to be open on Sunday?
No.
No? Alrighty.
No, we're not opening on. We don't open on Sunday until a couple of weeks before Christmas. We like to have a few Sundays off leading into Christmas, and we normally open on a Sunday and later on a Saturday in the Christmas period. But
yes,
no, Sunday will be a day of celebration, hopefully.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
Maybe an afternoon fish or something, because the weather's changing and going better. So
cool. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike, for talking to us here on Sunshine FM.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, cheers. Have a good weekend.
Okay, right now, bye.
Bye.